very happy Tuesday morning, everybody. Tuesday, December 20th, 2022. It's the Daily Cruise and Travel News Podcast brought to you by The Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. Your home for made in USA clothing to keep your pooches and your puppies warm. Tom Drake, we are in Barbados. Who is the we? The ship is in Barbados, and I'm on the ship. We're in Barbados. We arrived at about 4:15 a.m. this morning, and we arrived early because we had guests leaving at 5:15 a.m. to make their way back to the United States or to Canada. That is a very early start if you're on vacation. But there aren't a lot of flights in and out of Barbados. They're not convenient here. So if you didn't catch the early morning flight, which I'm guessing is probably 8 o'clock, 7:30, then you would have to wait all day until like 4:40, I think. I've flown in here twice in the last 3 months to join ships, and it's not easy to get into Barbados from Florida. They only have one flight at night out of Miami, and I know why. American Airlines says, "Oh, why should we have two flights that are two-thirds full? We'll just inconvenience everybody, and there's no competition, so it's only American into Barbados out of Florida. Now, out of New York, you can fly JetBlue. Out of Canada, Air Canada. Out of England, you can fly others, but out of Florida, you're flying American. It's terribly rigged, so you put up with whatever. And as I've said before, I couldn't fly in first class. It was sold out, so I had to go main cabin extra small. And I've said in the past, whoever measured that disappointed his wife on the honeymoon night. It's ugly. So our guests get out here early, and the rest of them are leaving now. Most of the guests are leaving. We have 15 guests that are staying with us for our next cruise. It is the exact itinerary that we just did, so they're not staying to see the islands. We are visiting most of the islands of the Lesser Antilles, and as I said before, some of the islands are lesser than others. They're staying for the food and the service and the camaraderie, and to be somewhere away from the nasty weather for the holidays. I'm reading about a bomb cyclone that going into the Midwest, and New York is going to see freezing temperatures, and it's a little chilly. It's about 78 right now and slightly overcast, but it's supposed to be nicer later. So, I know. Rub it in, why don't you? Barbados, a nice destination, a lot of premium properties. One of the properties here is called Sandy Lane, and it's where Tiger Woods got married and didn't work out, but had his wedding reception there, and he bought the whole place out. It's very pricey there, but I never knew how much. So I went online. I thought, all right, we finished our contract February 7th. Maybe I'll, even though it's hard to fly here, bring the wife here for a couple nights, stay at Sandy Lane, pretend we have money. All right. Give or take a penny or two. If you want to stay one night in Sandy Lane in February or January season, $3,000 a night for a room. That's the basic room. Comes with breakfast, though. $3,000 a night. Not much chance you're going to see my Uber pull up in front of Sandy Lane anytime soon. It is holiday week. I mentioned it, Hanukkah and Christmas. The industry kind of slows down. People take their vacation now. They kind of disconnect. They're thinking about the holiday. And so there are a few stories. We'll get to them quick. If you're a first-time listener to the podcast, the purpose of the podcast, the mission statement of the podcast. What mission statement? I get up in the morning. I read all the trades before you do. I find out what's interesting. I talk about it. And sometimes I mention my point of view. No, every time I mention my point of view. That's the purpose of this. It's called Tom Drake's Cruise and Travel News Podcast because I'm Tom Drake and has my point of view. It's not going to be, what's the word, attractive to everybody. But I'm hoping, you know, enough people will tell other people, you ever listen to this jerk, Tom Drake? Here's a nice story. You know, I mentioned it in a video update a couple of months ago that Princess Cruise Lines has partnered up with the Porsche Club of America. I didn't see the synergy. I still don't, because price point of Princess compared to the price point of a Porsche, the cheapest Porsche, I think, is $95,000, and the cheapest Princess Cruise is, you know, I don't know, $45 a day. Probably shouldn't say that since they hired me, but that's okay. Anyway, they got together and they agreed they would give away a Porsche. Or is it Porsche? A Porsche Taycan. T-A-Y-C-A-N. They invented the word at Porsche. They invent all the words. This is a combination of two other words, and it means soul of the devil, of soul of the horde. I don't know what the hell it means. It should be called the Porsche Pretentious, because the whole concept is pretentious. People that drive Porsches, with all due respect, normally want people to look at the car and go, he's got a few dollars. I obviously don't drive a Porsche. Anyway, there was a nice lady in North Carolina. She was on a Princess ship. trip. She bought a $5 tchotchke, a keychain, and that entered her into a contest to win this Porsche Taycan. And she won it. She was one of 850,000 entries, and she won it. She lives in North Carolina. I didn't do research. I could be dead wrong. This is really a stereotypical kind of a common. I don't know how many charging stations they have in North Carolina for electric cars. This is an electric car. I mean, maybe they do. I just see North Carolina in my slanted vision as still picking up trucks and not necessarily electric. But I could be dead wrong. I think she's probably better off moving to California. There's a charging station everywhere in California. There's just no power, but they have the charging stations. Anyway, she won it, $95,000. She flew to Fort Lauderdale, and John Patchett, I talked about him yesterday, the president of Princess, he was there to give her the keys, take a picture, guys everywhere. Now she's got a $95,000 car. I don't know how much she has to pay in taxes on the $95,000 car, but she can now drive a Porsche to the supermarket in North Carolina, and people will be going, damn, look at that car. No, that's one of them electric cars. That's un-American right there. I wouldn't drive one of them. I need one that some diesel, so it makes a lot of noise. Royal Caribbean has announced, I'll start by saying, I talk about this all the time, the cruise industry has been forced to create their own destinations because so many of the places, especially in the islands that we visit, the infrastructure is not there. So they go ahead and put the infrastructure in. Now Royal Caribbean is partnering up with a company called Icon Infrastructure Partners. It's a new fund to develop a strategic cruise port infrastructure. In other words, making places that we visit look good. That's what they're going to do. And not just in the United States. They're looking for projects in Italy and Spain and the U.S. Virgin Islands, places that the cruise lines can go to, and it's what Americans have in mind. Because I hear this all the time. I've said it in the past. We visit islands that are a very emotional visit. We'll have, especially if you're doing like the Amazon River, and it's very poor. And people will come back and go, we went, and the kids, and it's very, it was heartbreaking. They didn't have it. Very emotional. Then the other half come back and go, that was the worst place I've ever been to. Either way, they get emotional one way or the other. So Royal Caribbean's working with Icon, and they're looking for places where they can develop these destinations. And, you know, here we go. I'll talk about it now. There's a story now out of the Bahamas. The bosses, the politicians of the Bahamas have agreed to not partner up. They've given permission to a company to develop Long Island. Not Long Island. I don't think there'll be one synagogue on this island in the Bahamas. But in Long Island, the Long Island is another island of the Bahamas. You know, the Bahamas have turned into one giant private island. Every cruise line now, that's a big deal to have a private island. You know, MSC has a big, beautiful one called Ocean Key Marine Reserve. Disney's there with Lighthouse Point. Royal Caribbean's there, of course. Norwegian Cruise Line started it all with Great Stirrup Cay. Carnival has a private island. Everybody has a private island. So these people from Azul, Azul Destinations, I've never heard of them before. They signed a deal with the Bahamas. They have permission to begin to develop Long Island once they find the money. They need the money. And they're going to develop something called Calypso Cove. And it is a Bahamas-themed destination with a lagoon, water park, beaches, overwater cabanas, nature trails, entertainment, heritage and conservation elements, dining bars, retail, a boutique, a brothel. No, brothel. And activities galore. So it's another place where they can go and they can dock, and it's going to have a pier for two Panamax ships. That means ships that can get through the Panama Canal. So they're not going to be 6,000 passenger ships, but they're creating another place for the cruise lines to visit because, you know, Key West, they don't want us there. Well, a few ships can go there now. Well, you know what? You go to a private island, it's all there. And, you know, Key West, I've said it before, they have to hose the streets down every day from the parties they have. And they don't want the ships to bring that kind of element in. Meanwhile, you walk down the street and you smell urine, but let's not go there, Tom. Let's get you off on a tangent. So That's what's going on with Royal Caribbean and Icon and the Bahamas and Azul Destination. So this is a really nice story for Christmas week. I really mean that. Disney Cruise Line, they do this every year. There's a foster home in the Bahamas called the Renfrewly Home for Children. And these are foster kids for whatever reason, you know, that they don't have parents that are in a foster home. And so Disney goes there every year. They bring gifts for everybody at the home. They also bring a check for $25,000. A lot of the staff from Disney come there. Disney character comes there, and the kids look forward to it. Oceania does this, and I'm sure other cruise lines do it too. When we're in the Amazon River down in Brazil, they're very poor parts of Brazil, and the kids have nothing. And I know because I remember twice I've been down there, and I've gone into a store, and I bought pens and paper and toys and soccer balls and bags of gifts. I personally didn't go onto the island. My wife did, along with the rest of the staff, and we bring gifts every time we're there. We bring things that they need. We bring things they need for schooling, things to write and books and everything. It's great. It's a great part of this business, and congratulations to Disney. 25 grand, that can't hurt. Plus, they brought tablet devices and Bluetooth headphones for every child. This is the world, you know. We would bring pencils and papers in Brazil, but times have changed. So they're bringing everybody a tablet and Bluetooth headphones that they can listen to the tablet. Hopefully they have free internet. So congratulations. Good for them. And that's about all that's going on. Oh, geez, Tom. You probably didn't talk about this. This is a two-parter about Jamaica. Jamaica announced yesterday, Edmund Bartlett, the Minister of Tourism, I talked about him last week because they have $100 million they got from the Ex-Im Bank that they're going to give away to people that come up with ideas to promote tourism to the island of Jamaica. And as I said last week to Eddie, make it safe, all right? I'm repeating myself, but it's very important for this story. People get off. We're going to Port Antonio next cruise, I think, again. People get off. They don't get off for long. They turn around and come back. They don't feel safe. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Now, I said last week, it's optics. If they don't feel safe, you got to make it so they feel safe. Even if it is safe, people aren't going to go, especially our demographic, if it doesn't feel safe. Well, guess what? It isn't safe. Because after Edmund Bartlett announced that they're going to expect to do in the season, which just began December 15th, $1.4 billion dollars from tourism. Now, that's not just the cruise industry. That's sandals and sneakers and checkers and all those other places that you go to Jamaica and don't leave. You never leave. You can stay right on property. Well, they're going to do $1.4 billion. That's the Minister of Tourism. That's what he said. And then the President of Jamaica reaffirmed the state of emergency. The island is under a state of emergency because of crime. I couldn't believe this when I saw this article. According to the president of Jamaica, Andrew Holness, Jamaicans have to hide under their beds, hide their daughters. They can't go to church, and they see their sons and their boyfriends and husbands killed. That's the reality. Now, he's the president of the island saying this is what's going on, and then here's Eddie over here going, we're gonna kick ass with the tourism. So, point of this, and there is a point. Sometimes there's actually value to this podcast. Bit of a stretch. Yeah, if you're going to Jamaica, you got to be careful. I mean, I wasn't aware of this. 14 parishes are under a state of emergency. And what that means is the police are allowed to arrest you without a reason. They're allowed to search your house without a warrant. These guys don't fool around. You wouldn't try that in New York City. Yeah, try the mayor of New York telling the cops, look, you know, just arrest them and then figure out later if they did something. And if you want to go in their house and search it, go ahead. Yeah, that would work. But in Jamaica, they're not messing around. But the point of this is if you're going to go there, if you're scheduled to go there. Now, if you're on a ship, stay close to the ship. But if you're staying on one of those properties, don't go anywhere else. And you better make sure you know the driver that's going to pick you up at the airport and bring you there. I mean, I hate to say this, but read it for yourself. Just type in state of emergency Jamaica. If you're going there in the next 2 or 3 months, pay attention to that before it's too late. Oh, happy holidays, Tommy. What a great story to finish with. All right, that's the podcast. I have no idea how long I talked today. Oh, I did it. I didn't think I could make 15 minutes. I wasted 15 minutes of your time again on this Tuesday, and we are turning around in Barbados. I don't know where I am tomorrow. I don't know where I am today, but wherever I am tomorrow, I'll talk to you from there. Have a great Tuesday. if you're going to Jamaica, be careful and have a just relax this week and take it easy. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.